You are listening to the She Runs the Show podcast with Cassandra Vaughn, episode 336, the solo series. Are you ready to say goodbye to distraction, analysis paralysis, and shiny object syndrome and say hello to laser-focused, consistent, daily, massive action, DMA? If you said yes, check out my online course, the Daily Massive Action Masterclass. In this course, you will learn my daily massive action system that you can use to plan, prioritize, and take consistent, daily massive action on your biggest life goals. If being consistent is something you struggle with, this course is definitely for you. Learn more by going to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Again, learn more about the Daily Massive Action Masterclass by going to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of She Runs the Show. Cassandra with you here. So we are going to talk about one of the things that I absolutely love talking about, which is DMA, Daily Massive Action. Let me say that again, DMA, Daily Massive Action. If you have read any of my 35 plus books, which you can find at overcomingfearbooks.com on Amazon, you will know that in most of those 35 plus books, I talk a lot about DMA, Daily Massive Action. I also send out an email every single day called the Daily Dose of Inspiration, which you can sign up for at tinyurl.com/KV Daily Dose. That's tinyurl.com/KV Daily Dose. I almost didn't remember that tiny URL. But I love in my, whether it's in my books that I write, or when I'm coaching clients one-on-one, I love talking about DMA, Daily Massive Action, because it is everything when it comes to achieving a goal. Even in the book that I wrote, Own Your Goals, I do talk a lot about how do you create the habits and set up the routines and the rituals that make taking the right daily massive actions for the achievement of your goals, how do you make that a priority? And so in today's episode, I want to talk about 5 keys to taking daily massive action. Now, let me tell you where this episode came from. I will be launching a new online course using the Thinkific platform on January 15th. I love Thinkific, by the way. It's an awesome platform. So the course that I'm launching is the Daily Massive Action Masterclass. And here's the why. This was not a course that I had planned to create 6 months ago. But I was really thinking about this in October and November, and I was like, partly because I was working on the Audible for my latest book, The Ultimate Guide to Coaching Questions, Volume 2, and I was thinking to myself as I was recording the Audibles, which took a long time, I was thinking to myself, you know, people are being lied to. People are being lied to about what achieving any major goal really takes. Like, there are all of these shortcuts and these, you know, these sort of Cliff Notes version things. And if you're too young to know what Cliff Notes are, basically shortcuts, right? Like, so many people are being told, you know, you can build a six-figure business in 6 months working 10 hours a week. And meanwhile, especially in the world of online entrepreneurship, people are telling people who want to build online businesses that they can build six-figure businesses in 6 months working 10 hours a week. Meanwhile, the people sharing that message are working 80 hours a week still. So I had this moment a few months ago where I was like, some people need, no matter whether they're building a business or they're working on their careers or they're building a family or they're looking to buy their first house, people need a course that gives them all of the systems, the structure, the processes, the theory, the mindset work, that teaches them how to do daily massive action with vigilant consistency. So that is how the Daily Massive Action Masterclass was born, and it will launch on January 15th. You can learn more about the course and sign up for the course and get access in Thinkific to the course, which I love that platform, by the way, for courses. When I take courses in Thinkific, I'm like, this is awesome. But you can learn more about my Daily Massive Action Masterclass by going to CassandraVaughn.com /DMA Masterclass. That is cassandravaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. So that course exists, and you can take that and really learn all of the, you know, have the worksheets and the processes. In today's episode, I want to get really clear on what the five keys to taking daily massive action is, because there are five keys. And before we jump into those five keys, I want to do a couple of things. Let me give you a couple of quotes that really sum up why getting good at DMA is so important. The first quote, I don't know who said this, but I saw this on Pinterest and I was like, oh, this is so true. Don't spend another year wishing you would have started. How many times have you started a brand new year and you look back at the last year and you go, you know, damn it, if I would have started what I said I wanted to do a year ago, I would be a year farther in. Exactly. Don't spend another year wishing you would have started. Second quote to think about as we go through this episode. This quote is from J. Mike Fields. If you want it, you'll make time. If you want it, you'll take action. Excuses are for the mediocre and you're anything but that. Go out and make it happen. If you only take one thing away from this episode, here's the thing I hope you take away. Go out and make it happen. Period. No excuses, no reasons, no waiting for life to calm down, none of that. Simply say to yourself, it begins today, it begins right now. I don't need a new day, a new week, a new month, a new year. I'm starting to go after the thing I want, and I'm going to apply vigilant, consistent, daily massive action from this moment forward. I'm starting now. That is the one thing I hope you take away from this episode. So let me give you a quick definition of how I look at DMA. So daily massive action is the ability to take vigilant, consistent, meaningful action on your biggest life goals. Meaningful is a key word in this. You know, lots of people will take DMA on things that are not meaningful. I don't consider that DMA. For me, it is only daily massive action when you are vigilant, you are consistent, and it is meaningful action that actually is leading you in the direction of achieving your biggest life goals, period. It's got to meet that. Vigilant, consistent, meaningful action on your biggest life goals. Okay, so that is what DMA is. Now, let's talk about the five keys to taking daily massive action, DMA. Key number one. This takes some time. So let me start here. Key number one, get clear on your yearly, monthly, and weekly goals. This is really important. I talk about this in Own Your Goals. I provide the framework of what this actually looks like in Own Your Goals. I think there's also an Own Your Goals planner pack that you can purchase that gives you all the spreadsheets, worksheets, all the things for doing this. This is very tedious. I'm just going to tell you, it's tedious and it's time consuming and vital. Get clear on your yearly, monthly, and weekly goals. You've got to reverse engineer from, as Stephen Covey would say, thinking from the end, as he did say, right? What that means is, what are my yearly goals? What are my monthly goals? And what are my weekly goals? Here's what makes this, here's what can streamline this process and lead you to spending less time doing this. Set no more than 2 or 3 yearly goals, period. Like, yes, you have the wheel of life and you have like 5 or 6 areas of your life. I am a huge advocate of not having a yearly goal for every single area of life. Like some people walk into a new year and they've got a fitness goal, a financial goal, a professional goal, a relationship goal, a spiritual goal, a psychological, like now we're at 6 goals. How do you have time in the day to go all in and achieve all 6 things? You don't. So I am a big proponent, and I do this in my own life, 2 to 3 yearly goals max. This year I have 2. That's it, 2. And they're big. So 2 for me this year is plenty. When you only have 2 to 3 yearly goals, it is so much easier to reverse engineer the 2 yearly goals, let's say, or the 3 yearly goals into monthly goals over 12 months. And then from the monthly goals into weekly goals. Now, let me tell you what's super important. Key number one, you've got to start there. You have to know where you want to be in 12 months. You have to break down those two or three goals to what needs to happen every single month for the next 12 months to get there. And then you've got to take each month and you have to break them down to weekly deliverables. So key number one to taking DMA is get clear on your yearly, monthly, and weekly goals. Key number two to taking DMA, plan your weekly deliverables in advance, typically the weekend before the new week is starting. So I'd have to say, although it is a little bit tedious to do key number one, which is get clear on your yearly, monthly, and weekly goals, once you do that one good time, that's really all you need to do, unless you are doing some major shuffling to the yearly and the monthly goals, which I would say it is a red flag if you are shifting your yearly, monthly, and weekly goals more than three times in a year. Like if you are constantly going, oh, I thought I wanted to do this for the year. And then 2 months in, you're like, no, I'm going to scratch that and do something different. Red flag. Right there is inconsistency. And there is something to be said for whether or not you think the yearly goals you're pursuing are the right ones. There's something to be said for being decisive enough to decide this is what I'm doing this year and sticking with it for the year. And then evaluating at the end of the year. Now, if you change that once, that's not a big deal. But if you're changing it five times and it's only March or April, that's a problem. So just keep that in mind. So we get clear, key number one, on our yearly, monthly, and weekly goals. Key number two is to plan your weekly deliverables in advance. One of the biggest things that will hurt your ability to take DMA is trying to plan your week on a daily basis during the week. Because basically you're at the effect of what happens each day to you. Rather than leading the week, you are being led by the external events of each day. No bueno. No bueno. So you want to have some sort of weekly planning system. You want to sit with yourself on a Saturday or a Sunday every single week. You want to look at your calendar, whether that is an analog or a digital calendar, and say, okay, what meetings do I have? What calls do I have? What travel do I have? Where are my focus blocks going to live? And you want to plan out your week so you know what the priorities are for each day in the upcoming week. So key number two to taking DMA is to plan your weekly deliverables in advance, usually the Saturday or Sunday before the week starts. Key number three to taking DMA. Estimate how long each deliverable will take. This is super, super important. You've got to estimate how long each deliverable will take. I am such a huge fan of Toggle. I tell everybody about Toggle, TOGGL.com. There is a free time tracker that you can use that is called Toggle Track. I absolutely adore it. I use it for everything in my business. I have to know how long things take, period. There is no way I can accurately schedule my DMA unless I know how long things take. And I've got to constantly keep track, even though I've been using Toggle Track for years at this point. Because things change. Like there were times when recording one episode of She Runs the Show would take me 20 or 30 minutes for the actual recording of the episode and then 30 minutes to post-produce and launch. Now I'm running closer to like an hour and 10, an hour and 20 per episode. So I can't schedule my focus blocks for producing podcast episodes based on the time that it took me 5 years ago, if now it takes me a little bit longer for various reasons. So it's important to, key number three, estimate how long each deliverable will take, but I'm putting underneath that, you actually have to have accurate measurement of how long things take you to do. You know, like people will put their whole calendars together and they will not put their meals in. I put 30-minute blocks for my meals. Now, sometimes I will overlap a 30-minute meal block with a focus block because I know that that meal block is a protein shake. So I could still be working while I'm, you know, doing whatever it is I'm doing. But more often than not, my 30-minute meal blocks are meal blocks. So I can use that to eat and go to the bathroom. I can use that to eat and go outside. I can use that to eat and prep something. I mean, But I see lots of people not even putting like shower time in, get ready time in. And it's like, we're human beings. We have to use the bathroom. We have to shower. We have to get ready. We have to do hair and makeup. You've got to include those blocks on your calendar. Otherwise, you are not accurately assessing how much time you actually have to work on your business. So key number three to taking DMA is to estimate how long each deliverable will take. The best way to know that is to track your time constantly, so you have a historical record of how long things take you to do. Key number four to taking daily massive action is this: schedule big daily focus blocks at the right time. So I talked about this a few episodes ago, and I'm going to write a book about it at some point. Time chunking is a lie. It is a productivity lie. I mean, I just, having been a professor years ago at a time when I was actually teaching time chunking to students, I am like, I lied to them. Because when, if you really study people who are the most successful in their industry and masters of their craft, and you really read whether it is their interviews or their autobiographies, what you are going to learn is that those people do deep work. You know, Cal Newport's book, Deep Work, they do deep work. They do not do 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there, 15 minutes there. They literally leverage solitude at the right times of day, and they do big 2 to 4 hour focus blocks, obviously with breaks when it's a 4 hour focus block of work, to hone in on their one thing, whatever the one thing is for that 2 or 4 hour focus block. And so I will say the number four key to taking daily massive action is to schedule big daily focus blocks at the right time. And I have to tell you, you will immediately notice how much easier it is to do DMA when you have big focus blocks. When you're literally like, everything shuts off for the next 2 hours and I'm going all in on this. Now, the key though, to time blocking, the key to using those big daily focus blocks is you've got to schedule them at the right time for your energy. So are you a morning person or a night person? The right time for other people disrupting you. So it's got to be when you have decent or good or great energy, hopefully, but also when you're least likely to be distracted by others. And you've got to be in an environment where you can shut everyone and everything out and you can do your work. So there's a lot of criteria to these big daily focus blocks. And sometimes, you know, I will say to a client, you just got to get ruthless about your time. You need to just say to people, I am not available for the next 2 hours. I will not respond to your text messages. I will not respond to your calls. Unless it's a dire emergency, I will not be available. Done, done, and done. Which is why it's typically better to do those big focus blocks when everybody's asleep, morning or night. So again, key number four to taking daily massive action is scheduling big daily focus blocks at the right time. Key number five is to taking daily massive action, or DMA, is follow through no matter what. This is a tough one. And it requires some nuance. So when I say follow through no matter what, I'm not talking about like, I am not talking about, what do they say? Burn the candle at both ends. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about take yourself into adrenal fatigue and burnout and overwhelm. I'm not talking about that either. When I say follow through no matter what, I'm saying a number of things that if you listened to this podcast 5 years ago, you probably didn't hear from me. But as my 45, almost 46-year-old self, let me be super clear. When I say follow through no matter what, I really like the idea that Napoleon Hill talked about in his book, Think and Grow Rich. And there was one part where he was talking about a company, and I can't remember which company. It might have been General Electric. He was talking about how the company upped the productivity of their people by instituting this habit, this practice, where every day employees would start and they would list out their top like 3 to 6 priorities for the day. And what their to-do list, right? And whatever didn't get done of those 3 to 6 things, they would move what was left to the top of the next day's priority list. So you don't just shelve all the things you wanted to get done. They then become, the 4, 5, and 6 become the 1, 2, and 3 for the next day until it's all done and you keep working that way. That works, by the way. I've used that for years. When I say follow through no matter what as key number 5, what I'm saying is, even if it takes you longer than you think, even if it takes you more days, more focus blocks than you think it will, it's super important to say to yourself, I will not add new things, new projects, new ideas. I will not stack more stuff on my plate until I complete the things I committed to completing in terms of this DMA for this goal. Because often what people will do is they will have shiny object syndrome and they will like shelve what they were working on and then go to the new thing. I'm susceptible to that too, which is why I had to really create systems around my daily massive action, which I talk about those systems and teach those systems in the Daily Massive Action Masterclass. So again, follow through no matter what does not mean pull an all-nighter, right? I love the stories of different people at different times in their lives who like went all in, right? We always hear the story about Sylvester Stallone and how he wrote Rocky 1 in a weekend. I watched his documentary the other month and I was like, this is interesting. And he talked about it. Like, yeah, he wrote the rough draft in a weekend, but then he went through a number of rewrites for I don't know how long after that. So I am not saying when I say follow through no matter what to just like all in, don't sleep. That is not helpful. I'm going to bring on some experts to talk about why that's not helpful, but that's not helpful to your body, to your immune system, to a whole bunch of stuff. When I say follow through no matter what, I mean don't bring in new stuff. Don't bring in new tasks. Don't go on new project binges until you handle all the DMA associated with what you're currently working on. That simple, however long that takes. It might take you 4 times as long as you thought. See it through is my point. Okay, so let's go over this again. The 5 keys to taking daily massive action or DMA. Key number 1, get clear on your yearly, monthly, and weekly goals. Key number 2, plan your weekly deliverables in advance, i.e. the Saturday or Sunday before that week starts. Key number 3, estimate how long each deliverable will take. Key number 4, schedule big daily focus blocks at the right time. And key number 5, follow through. No matter what, get it done. However long it takes, don't add in new stuff until you get the stuff you committed to done. All right. So coming full circle, I just want to say a couple of things. If you've listened to this episode and you're like, oh my goodness, I've got to start taking daily massive action and I don't know how or what or how to make this a habit, go to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Go check out that class. You will love the platform. You will love the lessons, all the worksheets. You know, so much of it is made clear because I'm a firm believer in systems. And so I'm teaching you a DMA system in that course. Invest in yourself. Go purchase that class and start taking it immediately. For which I would say you need to devote a solid 30 minutes to an hour a day to the course until you finish it. Let me be super clear. Sometimes I buy courses from online content creators and they're like, you could finish this whole course in 4 hours. I am not going to tell you that because that is not even the case. If you take my Daily Massive Action Masterclass, you will need to devote 30 minutes to 1 hour a day for however long it takes you until you complete that course. And then it's going to take you, you're going to have to go back to some things as you implement, and you're going to need to retake some of those modules just so that it sinks in for you. And so you're able to troubleshoot. So that being said, here's my final thoughts on this. DMA is critical to life success. It is critical. We are living in a world where we are teaching our children how to lead super distracted, scattered lives. We need to bring the concept of deep work back into the classroom. We need to bring the concept of deep work back into our lives. We need to bring the concept of solitude. Like I'm talking about Ralph Waldo Emerson, you know, in nature. I just forgot the name of the book, but we need to bring solitude and being in nature and spending hours focusing on something that you love and boredom back into our lives on the regular. And this is one of the ways you can start that process for yourself, For those in your family, if you've got a college student and you feel like they're kind of scattered, this is also the Daily Massive Action Masterclass, a great course for them to take. We are not doing a good job as a society of helping people stay laser focused. We are not, and companies and algorithms and social media, their money and their revenue is generated by keeping us distracted. We have got to turn that around, period. So I hope today helped. I hope you walk away saying, okay, there are some changes. I have listened to this episode and there are some changes that I can make immediately and some things that I can implement, because my goal in all of this is to see you make time for the most important goals of your life and to see you achieve them and to see you say, listen, I'm going to make this happen starting right now, period, the end. Now go. So once again, thank you so much for listening. Please share this with somebody you know would really learn a lot from it and would walk away taking some daily massive action because of it. And as always, thank you so much for listening to She Runs the Show.